This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We have planned this hour so that you can get maximum benefit out of listening to the DJV show with Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Richard McFadden is at the controls in our studio. So let's get at it, Jennifer, with an important trending story.
Well, I love to tell you the trending stories out of California where I live because sometimes they are the most craziest new, maybe even predictions as to what's coming to the rest of the country. So, of course, the straw ban has been making news. Well, now there is a California bill that is seeking to limit restaurants serving children water or unflavored milk with their meals. This already passed the assembly this past week, and it's now making its way to Governor Jerry Brown's desk. It's supposed to be aimed at combating childhood obesity, and it would not preclude children or parents from ordering alternatives. However, according to the reports, if Jerry Brown signs the bill into law, California would be the first state to have such a law that would require restaurants to serve kids only milk or water because of the obesity rate among young people. Now, I understand that that's a real problem. But I also, and I think kids should be drinking
what's a real
water
problem?
Which or milk.
Which of the
childhood obesity?
All
of them, actually. Childhood obesity is a problem. I agree that kids should not be drinking soda or juice or whatever at the extent that they're drinking it now. But to require restaurants to only be able to serve milk or water to these kids, I don't like the precedence that that sets.
I don't.
You guys all seem stunned into silence.
Well, I get so sick of California.
It's useless.
Because of the time I spend there being told how to live my life. And not that there's no personal responsibility.
The parents are just going to order what they want anyway. So what good is the law going to do?
Yeah. And then what happens if some kid throws some crazy tantrum because he needs a sugar fix?
Right.
And then the restaurant, I don't know.
Here's the slippery slope. Then do we set up governments when you walk into a restaurant and you could lose a few pounds? Do they say, ooh, can't serve you that piece of pie. I'm sorry. It's against regulation.
Right.
It's against the government. I mean, is that the precedent that we're setting?
Yeah.
Right.
That's where it's headed. I mean, look at New York with the large soda thing. You can't sell a soda over this size or whatever it is. They are starting to control what you eat, how you eat. And people will always say, well, you know, people didn't wear seatbelts at one time. Now they do because of the law.
Mandated. Right. So where in the Constitution does it require that we wear seatbelts or that we're told what to eat and how to eat it and when to eat it and where to eat it? Where is that in the Constitution, please?
Nowhere.
Okay. So
yeah,
then why?
Right, but that's a weak argument because Rich just brought up a great example of seatbelts, and look at all the kids who don't
die. That's where
they always go. Yeah, but I don't think about seatbelts.
So that's for the greater good.
But then
that's
look at car seats.
But it's not the argument. If you're going to be consistent, then you need to be consistent. You either do what the Constitution suggests or you don't. It's one way or the other. It's not this interpretation of, you know, why it is that we use seatbelts or what we eat or anything else. For God's sakes, where the hell is personal responsibility? Nobody needs to be educated for anything. We're like robots, automatons. We tell you this is what you have to do, therefore you must do it.
How much does it cost you, Doug Steffen, or anybody, and their insurance every year because somebody else doesn't eat healthy and their medical costs are much higher than ours.
Or people don't wear seatbelts and they get in the crash.
Or people don't wear seatbelts and they get in the crash. So because we are all grouped together with our insurance costs and our medical costs and what drug costs and everything, it's become this situation where you almost have to legislate people's behavior because otherwise it affects me. So I'm torn. I don't like laws. I don't want laws. Laws are stupid. But you know what? That guy over there that's smoking cigarettes, smoking pot, drinking alcohol, and eating too many Twinkies is costing me more money. How do I get him to stop?
Yeah.
So it's this paradigm where he's like, what do we do?
Yeah, but do you think that if we empowered people better, instead of just saying the government's going to take care of everything, the government's going
to
keep you safe,
the government's going to protect you
from yourself, then maybe if we actually made people start thinking and becoming critical thinkers, that maybe we could empower them to do better?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Mm.
That word empowerment is another one of those slippery deals.
Ain't gonna happen.
Well, you need the government to tell you what to do, Victoria? I think you're.
No, I'm not talking about me. I'm saying that, you know, there are plenty of stupid, if we're just going to stick with the childhood obesity thing, there are stupid parents out there who just, you know, chuck a frozen pizza at their kid and a big bottle of soda and say that's dinner. And, you know, empowering those types of people are the types who, like Rich said, makes his insurance go up. You can lead the horse to water, but I think we've got a lot of wet horses, and that's about it. So, you know, I don't think that we can just trust that if we empower people that they're going to be making the right decisions all the time. They're not. It's been proven that they don't. I don't know what the answer is.
It's exasperating.
It is.
It really is. It's exasperating.
I don't want to be told that I have to wear a seatbelt, that I can't drink flavored milk.
If it wasn't a law, would you wear a seatbelt?
I would like to think that I would.
Time to time.
Sometimes I don't. I've trained myself to where I can't, I don't get in the car. It feels weird to drive without a seatbelt now.
What I do in the trucks that I drive back and forth from one farm to another, if I'm not on the road, I buckle them in underneath me and stick them behind the seat.
My dad used to do that.
Yeah.
He's dead now.
Yeah, exactly.
Not because of that, however.
Not because of that.
I know, but it was funny the way you said it.
Yeah, right. I remember your father well, and that had nothing to do with...
But he smoked. That's what killed him.
Yep, it is.
Maybe we should have legislated that.
Yeah.
You could have saved my dad. I'm suing the government. Where were you for my dad?
Yeah.
Why didn't you save him from smoking?
Well, the government is too busy giving farmers that grow tobacco extra added incentive to grow more,
right,
and helping out the tax benefits of the tobacco companies.
You know, at this rate, I can sue the government for not saving anybody who's close to me. They didn't do their job. They didn't protect me.
Right. Yep. I'll sue them because my mother was an alcoholic. She died at 50. Right. You shouldn't have been able to sell her alcohol. It's any of that stuff. We're back again to personal responsibility, and how does it? There's a very interesting conundrum all around the world. The old what ifs. I noticed that India is going to go into space by the year 2022, and I looked at that, and at first I was astounded that I had to read it twice to see that it was in fact true. Now, here's a country...
Oh, they're smart enough. They just don't have the money.
They have no money. With millions, tens of millions of homeless people and twice as many hungry, what are their priorities? And what do the people in the Indian Space Research Organization, taking a critical step toward making a dream a reality, wasting untold billions of dollars... So they can get into space for what the hell? What's the reason? And if you're going to do that, why don't you go buy the technology from somebody who's already done it, or hire Elon Musk to come over, have another sleepless night, and show you how to do it, instead of just spending money like
this?
Could they
be using this to try and build tech infrastructure business in their country to try and provide more jobs?
I don't know, Richie. It would seem to me you could partner with another country that's already done it, and you could create as many... jobs, or the impact would be the same, because there are, as you've suggested, as space flight becomes more an object that more people can participate in, then there are going to be jobs anyway. But all you're doing is recreating the wheel. Have somebody figure out how to do what's already been done in six or seven other countries.
My brain is exploding with Apu jokes. I can't stand it right now.
Go ahead. Give us one.
I'm not giving it.
Give us one.
One. Just give us one.
I don't want to be that guy.
One ping, Basili. That's it. Ping.
Oh,
one
looking
ping.
Very good for Apu. Thank you very much.
16 past the hour on the DJV program.
I apologize. Thank you.
It's okay.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come in today to get select back-to-school supplies for $2 or less, including a 24-pack of Crystal Geyser spring water. Shop online on our app or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Water limit 2. Other limits apply. See store for details.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through August 31st, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of first month's payment credit and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on first month's payment credit and certified pre-owned warranties.
All right, let's get to some other items of interest here. A list of all of the developed nations of the world. We're talking about India. These are all of the developed nations of the world that offer birthright, that is citizenship, to the newborn who come into their countries. This is all of the countries, babies of tourists and undocumented aliens. Yes, Rich, you want to take a guess how many there are?
One.
One. That is correct. The United States is the only one. All other modern developed nations have gotten rid of birthright citizenship policies long hence. No other countries. We stand alone. There used to be all kinds of developed countries that gave away citizenship as freely as we do, but one by one they have recognized the craziness of the policy and withdrawn it. And included in that list of countries who recently ended their birthright citizenship policy,
Russia,
Canada.
Oh,
well, yeah, Russia. Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Ireland, most of the most of the countries that were British protectorates have done it most recently. France repealed it in 1993. India repealed it in 1987. And Portugal repealed it in 1981.
Now, is this for people who, if you're living there or you have a visa?
You're born there.
If you're born.
Or if it's just, right. Just but what I'm saying born. Is
like
there a difference?
There are tourists that come from China just to come to America to have their babies born here.
No,
so
I
they
know
can
that.
Be,
yeah. There's a whole, like, Russian thing in Miami that's happening,
right,
too.
Right, exactly.
I get that. But is there a difference, though, if you have a visa to live in a certain country and then you have a child there? Is there a difference or... if you are living there, like what happens if you're on a work visa and you have a child in another country? That doesn't matter. There's no difference.
I think you still have to apply for citizenship.
Okay.
Yeah, it would make sense at least,
right?
Wouldn't it? Yeah, it certainly.
Because then the child is sort of like
in once again proving that we have there's no common sense here. And meanwhile, federal judge wants the administration and the ACLU to reach an agreement on how to address the situation of immigrants who've been deported while their children are still here. Wow, this is a conundrum and a half, isn't it? Hundreds of migrant parents are still separated from their children after being deported. Lawyers say the feds order to reunite families who were separated at the border didn't include parents who had already been deported. So there's yet another wrinkle to that story. It's 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Look at the stars, how they shine for you. Everything you do, yeah, they were all yellow.
Song that plays over the final scenes of that new movie that was out this weekend, Crazy Rich Asians. Had to be powerful, according to the director. He said the only tune that could fit the bill was Coldplay's single Yellow. Warner Brothers was concerned the song's title was problematic because Yellow often is used as a somewhat of a slur against Asians, but that's how the director, John Chu, wanted it. We're going to own that term, he told the Hollywood Reporter. If we're going to be called Yellow, we're going to make it beautiful. So initially, Coldplay turned down the request because they were criticized for appropriating Asian culture, and Princess of China came out in 2012. Rihanna played an Asian princess. And again, in the Hymn for the Weekend, where Beyonce was dressed like a Hindu deity, Chu then tried other songs in that spot, but none struck the right tone. So he wrote directly to members of Coldplay, Chris Martin, Guy Berryman, Johnny Buckland, and Will Champion, laying out his reasons for needing the song and their song alone. He told them, the word yellow has always had a negative connotation till I heard your song. I remember seeing the music video in college. It immediately became an anthem for me and my friends and gave us a new sense of pride we had never felt before. Within 24 hours of sending the letter, the band said yes to the Yellow request. As with a couple of other songs on the Crazy Rich Asian soundtrack, he commissioned a Chinese language cover of the song, found Catherine Ho, a freshman at USC who competed on season 10 of the TV show Voice, to perform on the soundtrack. So that's, this is her. So This is an interesting story. What we do with the information, I suppose, is just... All right, so I did not see the movie this weekend. I did see the Black Klansman movie, which was quite good. I'm not, as Richie can recall over the years, I'm not a fan of Spike Lee at all. But this is a pretty good movie.
I heard that movie's great, though.
If you haven't seen it, yeah. Denzel Washington's kid's very good in it. And there's some other good... There's some really good things. All right. So anyway, that's the song Yellow and Crazy Rich Asians. All right, next up on the musical hit parade here on the DJV show with Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug is a focus on Jack White.
When the lights on the city hit my eyes on the plane looking out the window.
That's him.
He's one weird dude, man.
Jack White staged a private concert for Tesla workers at the plant in Fremont, California, where he test drove a new Tesla model. He said, quote, I'm a huge fanatic supporter of everything Tesla has been doing. I'm proud to say I was one of the first Model S owners in Nashville, which I think is the greatest automobile ever made. It's been a thought of mine for a few years now. I'd love to do a free concert for the employees at the factory. The concert was envisioned to lift the spirits of Tesla workers. I can imagine.
Didn't work.
Right now.
I've seen them.
Yeah, well, he said, I believe that what Tesla is doing is so important for the future of how we look at car design. He added benefits of its help toward fixing climate change and taking the world away from internal combustion engines. That's incredible. I didn't realize that he was a car engineer along with being an entertainer.
He's a big, like, he's into a lot of different things. He's a really smart guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's an interesting character.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 All-in-One Filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's national security advisor says it's true that Russia is again trying to meddle in the 2018 U.S. midterm elections. But John Bolton says three other countries are doing the same.
Well, I can say definitively that it's a sufficient national security concern about Chinese meddling, Iranian meddling, and North Korean meddling that we're taking steps to try and prevent it.
Bolton speaking in an interview he gives to ABC's This Week while in Jerusalem.
Those are the four countries that we're most concerned about.
Bolton referring to four, including Russia. Turkish officials said it was a drive-by shooting today outside the U.S. Embassy in Ankara. No injuries, but a security cabin out front reportedly sustained serious damage. It comes amid rising tensions between the NATO allies over a detained American pastor. This is USA Radio News.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
About 34 after the hour on today's DJV program. I'm the D. I'm Doug. Jennifer's here. She's the J. V for Victoria. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. Victory, victory. Oh, no, we can't do that. But how could we put that to music? V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A. doesn't quite have that. It doesn't have that chime to it. Hi, Victoria. You get the lead here with the breaking news. What's happening? Breaking stories, breaking conversational piece.
Well, the Pope is breaking news. A lot of people have been looking to him for his response to last week. We talked about that Pennsylvania grand jury report that said that there were 1,000 child victims of predator priests, and it was just really horrible news from Pennsylvania in 6 different Catholic dioceses. And so the Pope, in an unusually blunt letter, said, "I acknowledge once more the suffering endured by many minors due to sexual abuse, the abuse of power, the abuse of conscience, perpetrated by a significant number of clerics and consecrated persons. Looking back to the past, no effort to beg pardon and to seek repair, the harm done will ever be sufficient. Looking ahead to the future, no effort must be spared to create a culture able to prevent such situations from happening, but also to prevent the possibility of their being covered up and perpetrated." So this was kind of the letter that I think a lot of people wanted from the Pope. It's strong language for him. He's not sweeping anything under the rug, and I think that's exactly what, you know, we expect from this Pope. And I think this is
what is he doing to change the culture? What's the culture difference now in the church?
I think that there's probably an internal review happening that we just, you know, that might not
probably be
public.
We don't know that for sure.
We don't know for sure, but I think based on, I don't know, my impression of this Pope is that he doesn't say a lot of flowery things. I don't think that he's a guy who's filled with platitudes. I think if he says something as bluntly as he did in this letter, I think he's going to do something about it. And it has to, how much longer
can
this go on?
Well, that's the point. It's been going on for decades, and in fact, it's been going on since the priesthood was formed.
Really let priests marry?
Thousands of years ago.
But that's not the problem, though, Rich. Letting priests marry? No. It's unfortunately, I think that this is, sexual predators are attracted to, and this is another thing that has a lot of people have been saying recently, sexual predators are obviously attracted to this line of work because of the access to minors.
And it's a position of power.
Yeah, it's not something that marriage is going to solve, or allowing people to get married.
Well,
that's not the problem.
And actually, as a Catholic, I actually think it might, because what's happening is that you might still have the same amount of priests, but you're going to have a bigger field in which to choose from.
That's true.
When you do allow for marriage, or you do allow that kind of situation. I think that it makes a difference, because you've got more people now. Yeah, they're still going to be trying to use that as a position, but what you have now is just not enough priests, and so everyone that wants to apply is literally making it in because there's a shortage.
Why does it have to be marriage? Why can't it just be a healthy sexual life, which is what frustrates most people? Why do they have to be married?
Well, I think in the Catholic Church, that's the only...
You've got to be married.
Right.
Right.
That's the only thing they see as a sexual healthy life.
Really?
A healthy sexual life.
I can tell that to my former wife, who was having an affair with a priest when she was a nun and left because of it.
You're always going to have your outliers.
Your wayward nun.
Right. Right. Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. All right, so anyway...
Why. Had they been allowed to get married...
Yeah, they would have got married. Instead of I marrying her, she would have married him. Instead, he married us.
Ah.
That is so weird.
Your life is,
I
man.
Know.
Yes. Thank you. Next.
Wow.
Okay, so let's go to the sports desk.
Wow.
While people try to figure out what it is that I just said.
You got married in a church? That's the real shocker.
I was married. Well, when I was a kid, I was very much a part of church life. I sang
you were
a choir.
Catholic?
I was very hectic. No. That's all.
Well, you have to be
a
Catholic
go.
To get married by a priest.
No. She was Catholic. I wasn't. So we were married by... We had a priest and a minister, my minister, from my days in the youth movement at church. And she asked him
to
officiate.
Doug was the Anglican New England church thing.
I was very much involved in church life when I was in high school.
No, I understand, but typically if you say you're married by a priest, you have to go through the catechism classes and you have to be a Catholic to get married by a priest.
Right, a priest isn't going to marry a non-Catholic.
No.
Yeah.
He married... You're talking about in officiating? You're talking about in life?
We're talking about a priest who was sleeping with a nun, so all the rules are out the window at this point.
Exactly. Yeah. So he was happy to officiate at the service, as it turns out. Anyway, that's a story for another day and probably another hour. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, in sports news, apparently ESPN, Jennifer, is not going to televise the national anthem before the games.
Yeah. who couldn't see this one coming? So instead of addressing the problem or supporting the problem, ESPN's decided to run from the problem. They announced on Friday that they won't show the national anthem on any of their Monday Night Football broadcasts. This attracted attention from a variety of outlets, despite the fact that not showing the anthem has become standard practice for most networks. Networks typically don't broadcast the anthem purely to save time, and deciding to broadcast the anthem has attracted more attention than not doing so. The NFL had announced a policy in May, which would fine teams whose players protested by kneeling on the field during the anthem. However, there was blowback from players and critics, and the NFL suspended the policy in late June. They put a hold on it, so we don't really know what it's going to look like throughout the season. But ESPN President Jimmy Pitaro said on Friday that the network will still cover player protests, but just not the national anthem. So there you go.
All right, so this has gone way beyond the stage of football. You're familiar with Alec Baldwin being the host of the game show Match Game that's been revived. Does everybody know that he is the host of that show? Okay. So I was watching that show, I think it was Friday night for a while, and he does actually quite a good job. He's a good actor. I think that he's a good host, and he's a very interesting human being, but his politics don't necessarily go down the same road that I go down.
And he's funny. He's the best Saturday Night Live host there.
Yeah, he is.
But he's just crazy.
So in the conversation that was going on about a question that came up for one of the for the panelists, it came around to football and to the things the president, I don't remember the nuance of it, but Baldwin did a take on Trump, and the audience, and then one of the black celebrities, and they, I put celebrity in quotation marks because they're not A-list, they're C-list celebrities, and most of them you don't even recognize. But anyway, some black guy got up out of his chair and walked over to the side of the stage and kneeled. And then, or knelt, excuse me, is the correct phraseology. And then an actor who was playing, he was in Lethal Weapon recently. He's now been become a little more visible. You'd recognize him if you saw him. I can't remember his name. He gets up and does some Trump thing, and the audience is screaming, and everybody on stage is screaming, an obvious shot at Trump, which I thought was completely out of place in that context. I just found it. You know, I'm not the guy on the street who's selling Trump or his wares, but I'm just so tired. It's everywhere. Shut the hell up and do that. You know, in that circumstance, I turned the channel. And I'm not, it's not about Trump, and it's not about anybody on, it's not about the politics of the person. It's about it draining our psyche. It's everywhere. It's like a sickness. Shut the hell up and do the game show. And leave, I mean, this was a 3 or 4 minute bit that they did. So how many people are alienated by that and shut the show off? That's what these people don't think of when they're doing it. And that's the real, I think that's the impact of these things. And I find it, frankly, annoying. That's why I turned the channel. Because
well,
otherwise,
I don't think anybody who really likes Trump is watching anything Alec Baldwin's hosting. So maybe you were...
Well, that's not true. I watched the game.
No,
me
I
too.
Would you turn the channel, Rich?
I think Alec Baldwin is an entertaining guy, man. A guy is funny as all get out.
I would have turned the channel if they'd turned the channel.
But Alec, politically, the guy's crazy. That's all there is to it.
Okay. Jennifer. No, wait a minute. Jennifer, you just did the last story. So, Victoria, could you bring us up to date on Sister Jean?
Well, Sister Jean may have been replaced by a new favorite nun. The sports world now has another Chicago nun to celebrate. Following Sister Jean's star turn during Loyola Chicago's Cinderella run in the past, March Madness, the world was introduced to Sister Mary Jo Sobiech on Saturday. Sister Mary Jo is one of the Dominican sisters who runs Marion Catholic High School in Chicago Heights, Illinois. She threw out the first pitch before the White Sox game against the Kansas City Royals, and it was a perfect pitch. This video of her, of this nun in her habit throwing a perfect pitch, went viral over the weekend. It's a really cute video. She had a lot of fun. And so people started looking up information on her. Turns out there was a 2008 article from the Times of Northwest Indiana that Sister Mary Jo played both volleyball and softball while she was in college. She attended the College of St. Scholastica in Minnesota after her graduation from Catholic from Cathedral High School in 1987. So now everybody wants to get a piece of Sister Mary Jo, and so you'll probably be seeing her at a lot of other sporting events.
Was it
events.
A 90-mile-an-hour fastball?
No, but it was an impressive first pitch. It was actually pretty good.
Cool.
By
one other sports
priest.
Yeah, right. Richie, the University of Maryland.
Yes.
The parents of some of the current football players meeting with the school officials over the weekend looking for answers in the death of that player that died 3 months ago. They're looking into whether the school's football team has a toxic culture. Yet another school with another problem. Do they have it? You're saying yes, they do have a problem.
It's time to clean house, and it's time to get. Once you kill a kid because you're not giving him water breaks, it's bad.
Who thinks this way? Obviously, somebody does. Otherwise, there wouldn't have been this problem.
You're right.
Who thinks like this or doesn't think like this? That's the question. It really is. Jordan McNair, 19 years old, an offensive lineman, died from heat stroke at a team workout because he was the football program is abusive. The head coach is abusive.
Yeah.
He's on leave. Somebody said, oh, these accusations are false. Really? Nobody in the football team is saying that. Only people that are in the college.
The college has already accepted moral and financial responsibility for his death.
Yeah.
So whatever it is they're going to have to pay, they've already accepted it.
Yeah.
And Durkin is gone. It's,
time to move on. Speaking of that, it's a 46 past the hour here on the DJV program.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. 1 subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and 12 packs of ballpoint stick pens are just 97 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, offers end 9/1/18. In-store only, limit 30.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy, and guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through August 31st, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of first month's payment credit and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on first month payment credit and certified pre-owned warranties.
Put the crying baby back to bed so you can go back to bed. It's a 10 before the hour here on the DJV show.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
3 after the hour, time for our weekly visit from Tommy the K, Tom Kreidler, who is, we're going to have a quiz at some point in time, and we're going to give you a power washer, if you can spell Kreidler's name the right way. All right, so we'll have that. That's coming up soon. First, however, we get to Roger, who is our listener, our listener in Rhode Island. Hopefully there's more than one listener in Rhode Island.
He's the guy.
He's the guy. He writes, my daughter recently bought a three-year-old house in the vinyl siding on one side of the house is buckled. It appears that the siding was cut too long, so I removed one, trimmed it to fit, and it still is wavy. What do we do to repair? That's actually a very good question.
Well, Roger, I mean, I give you credit for trying, frankly,
ingenuity.
Fix this the hard way. Yeah. The reason the siding is wavy is not because it was cut too long, it's because it was nailed too tight. If you look at a piece of siding, you'll notice that they don't have holes on the siding, they have slots, right? And sometimes contractors will nail the siding too tight. And because normally every other type of siding, except for vinyl, right, you would nail it pretty tight. With vinyl, you got to leave a little space between the nail head and the siding, so that slot allows the vinyl to expand and contract and not buckle. If one or two of those nails is too tight, it's going to pinch the siding in place, and then as it heats up, it expands, and then it gets buckly and wavy. So that's the issue there. It was put on too tight in that side. It's only happened on one side of the house. I'd venture a guess it's probably the side with all the sun, either the south or the west side.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there you go.
Roger, that's the answer.
Tom, I know you've missed me jumping in here and asking extra questions. Can you, Doug mentioned a pressure washer. Can you pressure wash vinyl siding? Will it discolor the vinyl siding if you pressure wash it with too much force?
No, vinyl siding will discolor just because of exposure to the sun, exposure to UV over time. But if you use a pressure wash and the setting is too aggressive, you can blow holes in it very easily because it's a pretty soft material. So you really only can use a pressure washer to kind of rinse it, but not to sort of really, you know, scrub it.
Okay. Uh-huh. There you go. All right. Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program is where Tom lives. He also has a great site. The help that you get by going to moneypit.com with hints you have every week, different things that are posted there. Is it daily that you change things, or is it on a weekly basis? People go in and check out the Money Pit website.
Two, three times a week, we have new content comes across the homepage. And, of course, we've got our newsletter that goes out every Friday tips to help you get through the weekend. Some projects you can take on. So you can sign up.
What project did you do this past weekend?
That's a very good question. I actually began the process of organizing my garage. It's a multi-weekend project.
Really?
Now that it's getting a tad cooler, doing a bit of sorting out and cleaning. Plus, my son left for, and in fact, I put this on Instagram. You know, my son left for college, and he decided he did not need the area rug that was in his dorm room the whole last year at college. Well, in May, he took it home. It was all rolled up. It's in the garage for like 3 months now.
How's it smell?
And it was disgusting. so I wish I used a pressure washer on this. I threw it out on the patio, and then I actually scrubbed it with a brush. This is a carpet, right? You're never supposed to get it that wet. Oh, no. This needed a lot of water and a lot of floor shampoo. And then I hung it over the fence.
Yeah.
It'll
be fine. A couple of rain showers on it.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be good to go. Good to go.
All right, next listener is James, who hears us in Wisconsin. He's got a leak in his ceiling in the hallway. He had a couple of plumbers come out to diagnose the problem. Neither one of them could find a leak, but one suggested it could be condensation from the air conditioning. What do you say?
Yeah, that's entirely possible. Now, especially, we've had a lot of very warm weather, including Wisconsin, this past summer. And if you've not seen this before, if you get warm, humid weather and you've got a lot of that getting into the attic, you don't have terrific ventilation, your ducts perhaps are not insulated or not insulated well, that warm air will condense on the outside of the air conditioning ducts, and then it can drip down into the ceiling and make a heck of a mess. So if it's an ongoing problem, the solution is to apply duct insulation to those ducts. You want to use good quality duct insulation. It's going to be foil face. It'll be about an inch or so thick. You have to be especially careful to make sure you don't leave any seams that are not sealed. So you're going to use a special type of duct tape called UL-181 tape because it doesn't fall off when it gets hot, and seal those ducts in with good quality insulation, and that will stop the problem.
All right, quickie from a fellow in North Carolina listening named Mark. A lot of ads for solar energy. Is it going to add value to his home?
Well, that's a good question, Mark. And I'll tell you, the answer is not for sure, especially if you're going to lease solar panels. So many
you got
to
buy them.
Want you to lease them, and then the lease gets passed on to the new buyer. Nobody's going to want to deal with that.
No,
so
you got
to
buy them, and then you get the credit. Tommy Decay, Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.